It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 23rd, Dean Sherman Heating Oil. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item was conditional use number 2031, East Coast Auto Incorporated.
If we could, we've had several motions. I don't know how you're going to go on it, but if you were thinking of approval, there's motions that we have made that have, you know, it's fairly standard set of conditions for lots like this. And again, if you're thinking for approval, I'd like to make sure they're consistent. The other thing is just think about, they showed parking in that front yard setback on that site. It looked like everything else had stuff right up to the front, but I don't know if there's an opinion on that as well. So I'll just throw that out there.
I don't have an issue with the application. I would like to go take another look at it because I'd like to see where the cars are in relation to the cars next door. That would be the only consideration I would have. Generally, would like to see the cars pushed back, but I don't want to place them at a disadvantage over the folks next door. Whatever we're letting them do, we kind of have to let them both do the same thing.
And there's, looking at the aerial photo that was in the packet supplied by staff, those lot lines can shift some, you know, when they superimpose the lot lines on the aerial photos, but it looked like there was three or four cars from the next door property that were actually on this property on the left-hand side. And I'd also, that's what the aerial photo showed. We just need to, I don't want to say they can only have 10 cars and four of them end up being the next door neighbors,
right,
too. So that
right.
needs to be cleaned up.
Well, Mr. Robinson, I'm not going to say they're already in business, but when I rode by the other day, it looked like they were acquiring inventory.
Well, man's allowed to buy cars, I guess. But anyway, I think we need to defer for the reasons you suggested.
Yeah, it looks like some of the next door neighbors' cars do.
Mr. Chairman, regarding conditional use number 2031, applicant East Coast Auto Inc., my motion is for deferral at this time for further consideration by the commission.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2031, East Coast Auto Incorporated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Ms. Cornwell, do you have anything else to give the order?
Just a reminder that Tuesday, the 29th, there is a sign workshop at the West Complex. The original location was somewhere else, but it is at the West Complex at 9 in the morning.
Okay.
A combined meeting with the Planning Commission, County Council, and the Board of Adjustment to discuss signage.
All right.
Coffee
Summit.
Available?
I have no idea.
The regular 7?
That's a trifecta.
Nine o'clock in the morning.
That's the trifecta right there. Okay, anything else to go to the order?
Question?
Yes, sir.
Just for clarification, is our next meeting October the 15th?
It is October the 15th. I'm sorry.
Because I know usually it's like the 2nd and the 4th. But
well, I think because of
the coming
holiday, too, in November, I think is messes everything up for like a month before. So.
Works better for me. I will be here.
Okay, then. We'll look forward to that.
I'm sure.
Okay. Anything else?
I'd like to commend our secretary.
Indeed.
I mean,
a remarkable improvement.
One hour, 15 minutes.
And on that note, we will adjourn. Peace and harmony prevailing.